Hello out there in internet land, and welcome to the very first episode of Aqua Bear Legion's one and only podcast.
Yes, yes.
I am one of your hosts. My name is Chris Poland, joining you here with my head in the clouds, and my co-host is the one, the only, Noah Andrews.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Noah may be hard to understand at the moment because, as usual, his mouth is full of both Reese's Pieces and malt liquor.
You know, one of the bummers about having to live in the States is that you cannot buy beer from vending machines the same way you can Reese's Pieces.
But you find a way, don't you?
I just shove beer in Reese's Pieces machines. That's how I do it.
And it works every time. So, here we are, our first podcast, and we are without a name.
Hmm.
So, Noah and I have been throwing some ideas back and forth at one another, like snowballs or darts, and
bombs.
What have you. We have yet to come up with something, but maybe we'll find something we can both agree on here. Noah, do you have any ideas for us?
I do. I'm trying to think of the front runner I want to come out with. I'm going to start out with one of yours because I think it is a very strong contender.
Okay.
And that would be Shitting in the Woods.
Shitting in the Woods. I do like that one quite a bit. Because like,
hey, did you hear Chris and Noah shitting in the woods? Right?
It sounds good.
It's awesome.
And, you know, you think about bears. Where do bears defecate? On the internet. But the thing is, we're...
In the woods on the internet.
Right, right. We're aqua bears, so I don't know where an aqua bear would shit. Probably a coral reef or something like that. I'm not sure.
Coral reef?
Well, you know, they're not going to crawl up on land just to drop a deuce and then crawl back into the sea.
See, this actually brings up a good point, and the aqua is kind of hard. And one of mine was one of the probably the two convoluted ones that I came up with.
Yeah.
And it was Poland and Kodiak explain your band in the morning.
That was one.
Yeah. So the polar bear, I was trying to work aqua, because polar bears, you know, they swim.
Sure.
Of course. Yeah. And I was trying to, you know, shoehorn something in there with aqua, and then that got transformed into your last name.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then my name became Kodiak, because we are... like drive time radio DJs at this point.
Right, right.
And then to make even things get worse, we introduced the idea of Clarissa Explains It All into the whole things.
Well, you know, if you're going to fail, at least fail spectacularly, right?
Right, epically, yes.
Right, right. But you did have some good ones. I do like Live Tonight Good Band.
Yeah, I like that one too. Yeah, it's I think if you know, you say it real quick, Live Tonight Good Band.
Yeah.
It's kind of like I could see people maybe saying that, you know.
Yeah.
How about hit me with some more bear
some more bears related. There's Between Two Bears.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I kind of get a kick out of.
You know, I think with the Zach Galifianakis at the, if maybe not the peak of his popularity, at least, you know, flexing his powers.
Right, and his beard.
Yeah, and his beard.
Yeah, you know, we don't want him to get all litigious on us, so.
Can you imagine how insane that would be if he actually would, like, bring action against us?
That might be good for us, I don't know.
No.
It would bring attention that we aren't normally getting, but
have you seen his beard?
Yes, I have.
Enough said.
Yeah. Some other ones we talked about were A Bear of Very Little Brain and Aqua Bear Necessities.
You got some punny ones in there, yeah.
Yeah, that got a little punny. And I kind of imagined you would veto those just because of the, you know, Disney reference built into both.
It's a good instinct that you have, of course.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be opposed to something punny if we could, I don't know, maybe it's the aqua element that needs to be...
Aqua is hard to fit in.
Yeah, the pun, like, if you could pun aqua somehow.
Yeah. Well, one, you suggested a sound-alike to Aqua Bear Legion in Audio Their Weekend.
Audio Their Weekend, I think, yeah. Is another, it's obviously a lot shorter than Poland and Kodiak Explained Your Band in the Morning.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's equally as esoteric, though. Yeah.
It is not the longest one. I believe the longest one was Axe Body Spray presents Aqua Awesome Bear Odd Cast.
That one, I just kind of, you know, I went for the moon on that one.
Yeah.
And also just kind of be like, hey, guess what? Episode one? We got a sponsor.
Right.
Boom.
But let me point out that we do not have a sponsor and are no way affiliated with any sort of body spray or male smelly stuff.
Well, we kind of do have a sponsor, though.
Who?
The Aqua Bear Legion.
Well, we're representatives of them. They're not
okay.
Our commercial underwriters. Come on.
I guess that's true.
So, I think that's most of them. We talked about Shut Up and Do Fun, which I think is pretty good.
I think the one of yours that was kind of half punny, but I think is part of the front runner out of that one, was Sometimes the Bear Eats You.
Yeah. Sometimes the Bear Eats You. I like the way that sounds. And it's the last one we said, so I say we go for it.
It involves the Big Lebowski, and if you do not read the joke in it, it involves people getting eaten by bears, which is also fun.
Yeah, absolutely funny. All the time. Just like, you know, old people falling down, guys getting hit in the crotch, and...
with bears.
Poop. So...
So, welcome.
Welcome.
To
Sometimes the Bear Eats You. It's official.
Yeah.
And to celebrate this new naming of our podcast, I'm going to play you one of my favorite Athens bands, even though they don't exist anymore. The people involved still exist. They have not, you know, plane shifted or something into another reality.
Or been eaten by bears.
No. And I think a lot of them are still playing music now, which is great because they're great musicians and great songwriters. This is Men of Gentle Birth with Get Right with the Man. Here on Sometimes the Bear Eats You.
Growl.
Yeah. right. That was Men of Gentle Birth with Get Right With The Man. Awesome song. They have some really, really great songs. Another favorite of mine is Best Things in Life, which maybe we'll play that in the a future episode. I think it's one of the best sing-along songs I've ever heard. So.
I have not sung along.
Ever. So, we should probably tell you a little bit about how we got involved with the Aqua Bear Legion. As you may or may not know, the Aqua Bear Legion was conceived and founded by Brian Costco and Todd Jacobs, two awesome musicians and all-around good dudes. And that's how I found out about it, meeting Brian and Todd at some shows and finding that they had started this new idea, kind of a collective to support local music. And they were just righteous guys doing a really cool thing. And I was on board as soon as I learned of it.
Totally. And I think I as well was on board as soon as I heard of it. And the way I heard of it was from Chris, you know, and I think maybe 3 years ago.
Yeah, it may have been.
I've been trying to do stuff for those guys. Brian is also known as a piece of Math Squad.
Right, yeah, the Math Squad.
And, yeah. And as Chris said, an all-around awesome
dude. Yeah, absolutely.
I went to my first pancake breakfast this year, which is also awesome.
Yeah, this year's pancake breakfast was the best ever, both in attendance and funds raised, and also in the quality of the food. We got so many local companies and organizations to donate ingredients and food, and the pancake recipe that Sherry put together was fantastic, and it was just really good time.
Yeah, I think I drank about 8 cups of coffee. Just like standing around like, oh man, this stuff's really good. And then by the time we closed up shop and were ready to, you know, hit the bricks or whatever, I was so wired. Yeah. I was just like, I gotta do something.
I may have consumed the equivalent of that in maple syrup and homemade butter.
Isn't it shocking how, like, what the difference between real maple syrup and store-bought maple syrup
is? Oh, absolutely. You gotta go with the, you know, grade A, dark amber, real maple syrup. Good stuff. We got some... Delicious. From Coonskin Sugar Bush.
Exactly. I was waiting for
fantastic.
You.
Fantastic. So, Noah and I have known each other for a little longer than the Aqua Bear Legion has existed, and we went to a number of shows together. We both did our undergraduate work at Ohio University, where the Aqua Bear Legion was birthed. And it was really, for me, the first time that I really got out and saw local music, and it was really life-changing for me. I have a hard time going to see, you know, major acts or national touring acts playing, because I'm so used to, you know, a $5 cover charge for a night of awesome music.
That's actually a really good point. Like, I can say from growing up around Pittsburgh that I didn't get into the local music scene like when I was in high school. So OU was definitely my introduction to that sort of world where, like, you know, you can do this too.
Yeah.
You know, complete DIY stuff that, you know, is not, well, I won't say it's, you know, not on a national scale, but, like, at least in Pittsburgh, I wasn't exposed to it.
Yeah, you know? And you know, I grew up just outside of Dayton and was in high school in the mid to late 90s when, you know, Brainiac and Guided by Voices and the Breeders and swearing at motorists, I think, were all, you know, in their heyday, but I lived a very sheltered existence. And even though these things...
The ass ponies.
Yeah, these things were happening, you know, just down the way from me, and I was completely oblivious. But Athens totally changed all that, and I started going to the Union and the Front Room at the time. And the Union, you know,
oh, gosh,
that was one of my earliest memories of just killer, killer rock shows. Jet Lucas always blew my mind. We March, and before them, Space Wanker 3000. But I think Noah and I both were just floored by one band in particular.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And like, you know, we come from similar backgrounds in the fact that we've been, you know, messing with music and with instruments for a while. But, yeah. Do you want to say the name of the band? We do 1, 2, 3, and then say the name of the band.
You go ahead. I'll give you the honors.
Aw, dude. Okay. It's obviously Small Object A.
Small Object A. That band, really changed my perception of what good music was.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Nate, an amazing drummer. You had Todd of the Aqua Bear Legion on guitar, doing incredible, incredible things with loops that I was not before aware of. You had Lou just blowing minds on sax, and Mitch tickling the ivories. It was just an incredible quartet that later became a trio, but was no less awesome during that period. Just one of the best bands I think ever.
I would agree. I think the first time I ever saw, I don't know if Mitch had I think he had a Korg synth. That was like the first time I had ever seen what made the noise like up close. I was like, oh, that's the thing that makes that like fucking insane noise. Like, wow, that's fucking sweet.
Yeah.
Like, and obviously, like, I knew, like, what a Moog or what a synth was before that. I just had never, like, you know, up close, you know, with all the sweat and, you know, beer all over it. Like, wow, that thing's sweet.
Yeah, those were some great shows and awesome music. Made some really good friends there. So, let's listen to some Small Object A.
Mm-hmm.
And we are back.
Yes, yes.
That was Jet Lucas with Unraveled, a totally rockin' Athens band from my undergrad days.
Listen to my question.
I'm sorry.
Do you know why where Jet Lucas comes from?
Actually, I do, yeah. They named themselves after George Lucas's son.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Yeah, and that was before episodes 1 through 3, so yeah, we cannot blame them.
Well, I mean, we could go back and forth on Star Wars, but we don't need to do that here.
No one wants to listen to that.
They can do it elsewhere. I'm sure that that podcast totally exists elsewhere. So
yes, many times over, the Jedi Council. Jet Lucas, Unraveled. That was Josh and Sarah and John Deft, and they were just awesome.
Yes.
And before that, Small Object A with Colorless Green Ideas. Bet you did not expect 10 minutes of crazy instrumental music there, but that's what you get here on Sometimes the Bear Eats You.
Totally. We're all about randomness and awesomeness.
Those two things.
Those two things.
Right.
And interesting, I believe there is an interesting story behind the title of that song. And I think if you put Colorless Green Ideas into Google, you will find some interesting things. And if you put that on the back of a self-addressed stamp envelope and send it to Athens, Greece, you will receive nothing. But no. There actually is a cool story behind that song title. So do your
type that into your search engine of choice and do your homework.
Yep.
That's what you get here on this show, assignments. Because we do not have the information to provide you.
Yes. But that's good. I think go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you. Please, by all means.
I think I was going to chide the audience for not wanting to do homework, but we don't really need to do that.
No, not yet. We have to build their trust first. So, this, our very first episode of Sometimes the Bear Eats You, we are going to focus on Athens, Ohio as our city of choice.
Lovely
and
Athens.
There's lovely Athens. There's very good reason for that. This first weekend in March.
Yes.
Thursday the 3rd, which is now part of the weekend, through Sunday the 6th of March, is the Aqua Bear County Fair in Athens, Ohio.
Boom.
Yeah, boom indeed. Mm. It's a very exciting time. 4 days of awesome music. For very, very cheap. So if you're in Athens, you should go. If you're not in Athens, you should get to Athens and then go to all these shows. What shows, you may ask? Well,
what shows?
Thank you. I'll tell you.
Okay.
Thursday, March 3rd, at the Union.
Mm-hmm.
This is a special show curated by Blackout Booking.
Mm-hmm.
With the Valley Boys, the Pleasure Domes, which I know nothing about Pleasure Domes, but man, their band name is pretty cool.
Pleasure Dome. How do you spell that? With a J.
One word. P L E A S U R E D O M E S.
Nice.
Yeah.
I believe the next band that you're going to say is from Tokyo.
Nope, one more before
that. Oh, one more, okay. Shut up.
Wheels on Fire, a Athens band that has been around for a while and been around the world. They have a worldwide following. They are an awesome, awesome band, Wheels on Fire.
Mm.
Be sure to check them out. I used to work with some of those guys at a certain pizza joint. plugs.
Oh, yeah. No. I've eaten pizza out of that certain pizza joint's dumpster, so.
Good to know.
I think everyone in Athens knows who it is now.
Yeah. One more band, and yes, they are from Tokyo, Japan.
Which is awesome.
The Zubombs. Mm. So that's going to be a great, great show. Four awesome bands at the Union, Thursday, March 3rd. There's a cover. We don't quite know what that cover is going to be yet. My guess is around $5. And come on, man, if you don't have $5 to see these awesome bands, then, I don't know, get a job or beg, borrow, and steal.
Go do some homework.
Sell your body something. Get to this show.
Your homework.
Which brings us to Friday, March 4th at Casa.
Yes. The famous cantina.
Noah and I. Yes. Noah and I have spent many a night at Casa. He used to DJ there. Good times.
Oh, God, yeah.
That was back when the stage used to be right next to the entrance. It is not like that anymore.
That still blows my mind when I go and see that again, because it's yes. So disorienting, because, like...
we are old.
Yeah. Maybe you.
This is a free show. I think I said that, but donations are... very much encouraged and greatly appreciated. Mm.
They do go the right to
bands.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah. That show is going to feature Narrow and the Brights, which is ex-members of Russinorsk, another awesome Athens band. I think they might be located out of Columbus now. And in addition to that, Whale Zombie. And
awesome name.
Awesome name, indeed. I don't know if they named it after the Final Fantasy IX monster, but even if they didn't, it's a great name. And She Bears, another great band with Athens roots. So make your way to Casa on March 4th, support your Aqua Bear Legion, see She Bears, Whale Zombie, and Narrow in the Brights. It'll be a great show.
I think the She Bears were just featured in the Athens News, if I'm not mistaken. So there might be a little bit more information like a possible website or something like that to check out the Athens News. So
yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you can always go to aquabearlegion.com and find more info about these bands. She Bears are great. They have been signed recently, and they're playing South by Southwest, I think. They are kicking ass and taking names.
What's that web address again? I forgot.
Hoverbearlegion.com.
Got it.
So that brings us to Saturday, a night back at the Union, jam-packed with bands. This is Saturday, March 5th, and it is a $5 cover. It's starting early, so get there early, pound some PBRs, tip your bartender, and see some great music. Do you want to hear the bands? You want to know who's playing?
Nope.
Too bad. all right, Saturday, March 5th. Here's the lineup. The 65s. Scuba Dogs.
Also an awesome name.
Yeah.
There's
hear an awesome name?
There's lots of bears and aqua themed throughout this whole thing. And I don't know if that's by design or if that's just...
It's like the universe, man.
Maybe Brian, has figured out the key to knowing automatically... what an awesome band is. It's like, if it's got something to do with water or bears, just buy it.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, 65, Scuba Dogs. Speaking of awesome band names, Chicken Pussy. They're going to be playing. They're great. If you have roots in Athens, you've seen these guys in various bands rocking out. In addition to that, Hexnet, also a band with some Athens heritage there. And one of my favorites from last year's Aqua Bear County Fair, Megachurch. If you haven't heard Megachurch, you have failed at life. seriously, hop online, look for some videos. They are amazing. Two basses, drums, and a bunch of evangelist ministers, you know, talking about hellfire and shit like that. It is Great, great full stuff. In on. Fact, yeah, yeah, it's awesome. In fact, I think we're going to play some Mega Church for you here shortly. But that's mm-hmm. not all. Mm-hmm. March 5th at the Union, Weed Ghost will be playing in between every band set.
Nice. Tell me of this of this Weed Ghost.
Weed Ghost is...
It was birthed in a very dark and dank place, I believe.
Yeah. the basement of 33 Grosvenor. that's Andrew Lampola and myself making hideous, hideous noise.
Oh, stop
for all
it.
The kids out there. It's my passion. I love Weed Ghost more than life itself. So, you know, come see Andrew and me make fools of ourselves in between each of these real bands playing.
No. Don't do that. Come on now. I can attest to having probably the entire catalog of Weed Ghost recordings plus some other special things too that you've given me. And
yeah.
Yeah, I like the idea of Weed Ghost. I think if you go and see that show, it will make sense that like they should probably do that at all shows. Like,
you we'd know, love to.
Yeah, like no, seriously, like I mean, you're just gonna sit around and pound, you know, PBRs or whatever. Well, why not, you know, listen to some awesome drone, you know?
Good advice.
Yes.
Yeah, that's, you know, false modesty aside. I think Weed Ghost is the best band ever. So, deal
with it.
I don't. Better than Zeppelin.
It's like if Zeppelin, if you were to replace John Bonham with a chicken, that's basically what you would get.
And then beat it with a hammer? That's Weed Ghost. That makes me think.
I really want to make a shirt for you now that says Weed Ghost better than Zeppelin.
Well, we had a sticker. We still may have some stickers. Come to the show. Weed Ghost, like growing, only better.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, growing is a noise band that pales in comparison to Weed Ghost. Anyway, that reminds me of. Open mic that you and I went to at Casa years back, and I think you may have known this dude, maybe not, I don't remember, but he sat down in front of everyone at Casa, ready to play his acoustic. He leans forward into the mic, and all he says is, "I'm better than Eric Clapton ever was," and then starts his first song.
Oh my gosh, I thought you were going to tell the story about Matt and his drum solo, which
no,
is another
no, no.
amazing story that rolled
that
around Casa.
Yeah, yeah.
Gosh.
But, man, that's quite a tangent. We need to get back to
that's
county fair.
Bring it on home, Chris. Bring it on
Bring it home with Sunday, March 6th.
Dude, that's totally a Zeppelin reference.
March 6th at Arts West, a great performance space. A free show with donations encouraged, as always, and a potluck. So bring some food. Don't be a cheapskate. Bring some nice homemade food and share it with all the good people at Arts West.
Bachelors, everyone can make deviled eggs. Come on.
Yeah, come on. Who's playing, you may ask?
Who's playing?
That is... Thank you for humoring me. Sunday, March 6th, you will see Super Desserts. You will see Adam Remnant of Southeast Engine fame. And you will see Brian Harnetti. Awesome stuff at Arts West, March 6th. That's also some good friends of mine's birthday, March 6th. You know who you are.
Have you heard Awesome Desserts? Or I'm sorry, was it Awesome Desserts? Or
Super Desserts?
Super Desserts, excuse me.
No, I haven't, but I know Costco is a big fan, so I am eager to see what they offer.
That totally sounds like a really fun band.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Why would you not see Super Desserts?
Exactly.
Or eat Super Desserts.
Maybe if people bring desserts to the potluck, we could have a theme running.
See? Not just a hat rack.
It all comes together.
I mean, my hat.
So, again, go to Athens. First weekend in March, you'll see some incredible, incredible bands at a handful of different venues there. Again, Thursday at the Union, Friday at Casa, Saturday back at the Union, and Sunday at Arts West. If you want exact times, check out aquabearlegion.com or just show up in Athens that weekend and people will point you in the right direction.
Totally.
Trust me. And with that, let's go to
some
megachurch.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't say enough good things about this band. They are awesome. This song is called Exorcism.
Esiste demonio!
Come fa a dimostrarlo? Come fa a dimostrarlo che esiste?
Le guerre, tutto, tutto!
Ma qui...
Io esisto! E chi non ci crede bene?
Ma qui...
We'll be right back.
Megachurch. Totally rad.
Totally, totally rad. That's mega rad.
Better than any church I have ever been to.
Wait a minute.
Except Arts West, which used to be a church, and it is awesome now. I think some people still have church there, but I just worship rock.
We recorded some of them when we had the pancake breakfast.
Yeah, yeah.
ambient noise. It was an accident. Right.
So
I was going to make a comment on White Castle because I thought castles were churches. I have no idea why I was going to say that, but sorry, you were saying?
We continue our focus on Athens by not focusing on Athens. Looking into the future, in May 13th through 15th is the Nelsonville Music Fest. I believe it's the 7th annual music fest there in Nelsonville, which is just outside Athens, a short drive away. And there's big news in the headliners.
Yeah,
Friday, May 13th is George Jones. Saturday, the 14th, is the one and the only Flaming Lips.
I know Willie Nelson is... maybe he came just for the kitsch factor of, like, Willie Nelson playing the Nelsonville. And maybe they named him mayor for the day. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be awesome. I don't think that's the case, though.
But just imagine Wayne Coyne as the mayor of Nelsonville.
Oh, man.
It's
already blown my mind. So that'll be a good time. I'm sure that'll bring all sorts of crazy people in.
Who's on Sunday, Chris?
Sunday is Nico Case, May 15th. And what were you saying her name means in Japanese?
Yeah, this is a funny story of how I'm dumb. That I thought for the longest time, because I had only seen it on paper or, you know, on a screen, I thought it was Neko, because Neko in Japanese is cat. So, and it, you know, she's very feminine, and I thought, like, maybe I saw cats on a t-shirt of hers or something like that once, but it's clearly Neko. Is Nico, or is,
I think
which one is it now?
You're right, that was a funny story.
I try.
Yeah. but we have some other additions to the festival now. On Friday, Justin Towns Earl will be playing. Bamba Estéreo, I believe is the name. That is a Colombian electro band of some sort. Sounds cool.
Nice, yeah.
And the Growlers. On Saturday, we have Muka Paza. Again, not my native tongue, so I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. It is a 35-piece marching band, as I understand it.
Yeah, it's correct. It's Muka Paza. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And on Sunday, Lost in the Trees, with some additional local bands playing as well. I'm not sure which day, but Duke Jr. and the Smoky Boots, Scuba Dog, good old Chris Beister, and Whale Zombie will be playing as well. Whale Zombie's playing all over the place.
Totally. I mean, they're bigger than whales.
And Jesus. So I hear. Speaking of which, let's listen to some Whale Zombie. This song is called Demons.
Thank you.
That was Whale Zombie with Demons, one of my favorite tracks off their fairly new LP. And that's all we have for you on this, the very first edition of Sometimes the Bear Eats You.
Thank you guys very much for listening.
Yeah, thanks. This is the Aqua Bear Legion's one and only podcast for the time being. So thanks for your support. If you have suggestions, questions, comments, declarations of undying affection, please send emails.
Money.
Money. We could use it. And I think it's a tax write-off. So please get a hold of us at contact@aquabearlegion.com. That's a good address to keep in mind to find out anything about Aqua Bear Legion. And we are looking for a city to feature in our next podcast. So if you are a artist, musician, band, and you want to be a part of this blog, wait, this isn't a blog, this is a podcast. It's an audio
blog. Or even if you just know of some groovy music in your hometown, you know, send us a an email, and maybe you too can be featured on, that's dumb, I'm not going to say that. If you have good music, we want to hear it anyway, so yeah. Send it our way, do that. So.
And tune in next time, where we will say many, many more dumb things here on Sometimes the Bear Eats You. Thanks, everybody. See you next
time. Thanks, guys.
Based in Appalachian, Ohio, the Aqua Bear Legion provides a community network for creative people. We are dedicated to supporting and enhancing independent music and art for our extended region. We focus on collaborative relationships to create opportunities for independent musicians and artists.